I guess many of us have traveled today. I don't really know who's come today and who's been here and who's leaving. Someone said to me they didn't know whether they were coming or going. Well, I know I'm staying, and I don't know about you, but I trust that we'll be together and enjoy this time in God's presence, serving Him. But tonight we're here to worship Him, and I know that sometimes we're tired from a trip, and you know we'd like to just sit back, right, Brother Andrew?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. But we have to say, no, I will praise Him, and I will worship Him, and we want to put all our hearts into it. He's all my righteousness. Have you ever thought of that? The only reason we could even enter into His presence is because of the blood of Jesus. There's nothing righteous in me. There's nothing special about you other than that God has put His hand upon you and in mercy brought you to Himself. What a wonderful thing that is. He is all my righteousness. And so, Lord, we just come in that confidence that we can draw nigh because of what you have done. You have opened up the way. By your sacrifice, the veil was rent. And we have access to the most holy place. And Lord, tonight we feel that we are standing on holy ground. You are here, Lord. And so, Lord, as we come and offer our sacrifice of praise, I pray that you would be pleased, that you would enable us to worship you in spirit and in truth. We come because of your merits. And so just cover us with your precious blood. Give us a lift in our bodies tonight, Lord. Maybe those who are tired, just quicken us as we give ourselves to you, open our hearts to you. You come. You work in us. I ask this in Jesus' precious name. And Lord, I also want to remember those that may be still traveling, those that will be traveling in the next few days. God, just cover with your precious blood. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know about you, but as I come up to camp, usually in the car, I like to think or talk to the Lord in this way. Lord, what is it that you want to do for me while I come to camp or while I'm at camp? You know, camp has always been a blessing to me in my life. And the Lord has met me here. And I expect Him, as I come to camp, to do something in my heart. Now, we ought to, have that same attitude when we come to meetings. Wherever that may be, doesn't have to be a camp. Whenever we open God's Word, we ought to expect something from the Lord. But it's good to have a faith toward God. Lord, what is it that you want to do for me? I was thinking how in the New Testament, people would come to Jesus with a need, like the blind man. I've always wondered about that. The blind man came to Jesus, and Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They would seem to be obvious. And he said, "Lord, I want you to open my eyes. I want to receive my sight." You might say, why did the Lord do that? I think He wanted them to express to Him, in faith, their need. It was as if they were saying, "Lord, I know that you can meet this need. I know that you can open my eyes." The leper came, "What do you want me to do? Make me clean." "Be thou clean." He touched him, "Be thou clean." And then there's that story of Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus and how he was sick and they sent to Jesus and said, "Jesus, come." And did Jesus come? No, he didn't. He didn't come right away. And then Lazarus died. By the time Jesus got there, he had been dead 4 days. and Martha came out to meet him as he approached their home, and she said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." But even now, I know whatever you ask of God, he'll do. And she didn't know what Jesus was going to do. It seems that John didn't record that whole conversation for us, because later on, when they got to the tomb, Jesus said, "Roll away the stone." And she said, "No, Jesus, he's going to stink. It's been 4 days." And Jesus said to her, "Said not I unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, you would see the glory of God?" They had talked about the resurrection in the last day, and she had said, "Lord, I believe my brother will rise again." And Jesus had said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." But that question came, "Martha, didn't I say to you, if you would believe, you'd see the glory of God?" And I was reminded of that as I thought of coming to camp. It seems it requires a faith on our part. Maybe an expectant faith. There was that woman who came behind Jesus in that crowd. You remember that story? And she was really at the end of herself. She was desperate. You know, she had been to the doctors and she had tried, it seems, everything, and yet nothing had helped her. She only got worse. But in her heart she said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be well. I'll be whole." And she pressed through the crowd and she touched the hem of his garment. Thought she was unnoticed. But Jesus turned and said, "Who touched me?" So she told him, "It was her, I did it." And then what did he say to her? "Go in peace, thy faith hath made thee whole. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Now, maybe you're thinking of some other instances, but what's the point? The point is that we ought to have a faith toward God that says, "Lord, you have something for me. You have something for me. Tonight, you have something for me as I'm here serving you, as I'm here seeking you, as I've set aside this time to spend in your presence, to work in your kingdom. You have a blessing reserved for me. There's something that you want to do. And I want to press through and touch you. I want to, as it were, bring my request to you, expectant that you will answer that need." And maybe you don't even know what that is at this time. Maybe you say, "Well, I don't need anything, Brother Phil. I'm okay. I'm doing well. I have no needs." Anybody like that? "I have no needs." Well, the Lord knows your need, and the Lord knows your heart, and the Lord knows what he wants to do for you. And so I come and I say, "Lord, I know that you love me. I know, Lord Jesus, that you have reserved a blessing, a change, a touch, a new sight of God, a greater infilling of your Holy Spirit, a greater desire to seek you, to live for you." You know, we all can grow. We're never at a place where we've arrived. I've always been amazed by that chapter in Philippians where the Apostle Paul talks about apprehending, reaching out, trying to lay hold upon the Lord in a better way. You could say, "But you're at the end of the journey, Paul. You're a great apostle. You had those wonderful heavenly visions." And then he said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press. I'm not satisfied. Lord, you have more for me, that I may know him. And so I'm expecting the Lord to meet with us in these days. You think that's right? Is that the right attitude? Or they say, well, Lord, if you'd like, you know, maybe. No, Lord, show us your glory. If I believe, if we believe, God would like to pour out his Spirit upon us. Fill us with his glory. And so, Lord, have your way with me. Lord, I want all that you have for me. I don't want to miss. I don't want to be distracted. I don't want to fail to receive what you desire to give me, to speak to my heart, to open my eyes. Sometimes we are spiritually blind. Doesn't it say that in Revelation, at church, Laodicea? They said, oh, we have everything. We don't need anything. We're good. Where's Jesus? He's on the outside. He's knocking on the door. And sometimes we get the picture that that's a sinner's heart, that the Savior is standing on the outside. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Now, he was talking to a church who really didn't need him or didn't see the need. They said, we're increased with goods. We have need of nothing. And he said, you don't know how blind you are, how poor you are, how wretched you are, how naked you are. And so, Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes to see how much I need you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. According to your faith, be it unto you. And so, what is your expectation? And maybe you haven't thought of that before. Maybe you thought, well, I'm coming to camp and I'm going to work for a little bit and see my friends. And yet, what is it that God wants to do for you? Bible says he does exceeding abundantly above what we could ask or think. And so the Lord might surprise you. Isn't that wonderful when he does that? He comes to us and we're not even really expecting it, you know, and yet he sees our need. And as we come in that simple faith and just place ourselves before him, he comes and he lifts us and he draws us to himself, and he makes himself real and precious to us. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, you are precious, wonderful Savior. Thou art so near, so precious to me. And so I'd like you just to think about that a little bit. What is it that you would like the Lord to do for you? Is there anything? And if you can't think of anything, you ought to pray, Lord, show me. Show me my need of you. And then let's ask him to open our hearts. Open our hearts that we may receive what he wants to give. Last year we had, I believe there were some poems that we had in that staff book. Was that right? Was that last year? Poems? and there was one, or songs, and there was one by John Newton that I remember. Thou art coming to a king, large petitions with thee bring, for his grace and power are such, none can ever ask too much. And so we ought to expect largely. Lord, you are a great king, and your grace and power are such that none can ever ask too much. So all that I need, he will always be. Thank you, Lord. Now, I don't know, maybe someone would like to get up and say, I'm expecting God to do such and such. Anybody like that? You'd like to respond now and say, Lord, express my desire. Maybe the Lord is saying to you, well, what do you want me to do for you?
Yes, Lord.
What would you say? What would you say? Because he's here. He's here. And he's here for you. He doesn't come just aimlessly to our times together. He just doesn't come to Pilgrim Camp because he likes it here. But he comes because you're here.
Thank you,
and he wants to meet you. He's come for you. He's come that you might have life, and that more abundantly.